This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A Ukrainian military band at a somber ceremony in Kyiv on this first anniversary of Russia's invasion. President Zelensky says 2023 will be the year of Ukraine's victory. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the world is standing with Ukraine.
The coalition is there, and it will be there as long as it is needed for Ukraine to prevail.
The U.S. is announcing more military aid for Ukraine.
The Pentagon says it's sending $2 billion worth of ammunition and a variety of small high-tech drones to help Ukraine detect Russian military activity. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says this grim anniversary is a chance for those who believe in freedom to recommit to supporting Ukraine's brave defenders for the long haul. This new package brings the U.S. commitment to over $32 billion. President Biden has a virtual meeting today with Ukraine's president and world leaders to coordinate efforts in the one-year-old war. An announcement of more sanctions against Russia is expected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this morning, Poland is providing the first Leopard tanks for Ukraine. That coast-to-coast storm that paralyzed roads and blacked out nearly a million homes and businesses is pounding California today. There are warnings about floods and blizzards. Parts of New England could see sleet, snow, and freezing rain. Widespread power outages are reported in New York, California, Michigan, Illinois, and Wisconsin. No arrests yet after somebody opened fire near a school in Philadelphia last night, wounding seven people. No known motive yet. Wrong-way car crashes kill as many as 500 people every year, say federal highway administrators. This is AP News. Now to the Alec Murdoch trial. The AP's Ed Donahue has this story.
On the witness stand, disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch denied killing his wife and son.
I would never intentionally do anything to hurt either one of them.
While Alex Murdoch staunchly denies any role in the killings, he did admit lying to police about the last time he saw his wife and son alive.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. But once I told a lie, I told my family, I had to keep lying.
He claims addiction to opioids led him to lie. Prosecutors say Murdoch stole money from clients and decided to kill his wife and son because he wanted sympathy to buy time to cover up his financial crimes. Murdoch was asked if he stole from clients.
I did.
He blamed addiction for that, too. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.